Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Big day, a lot of White House, a lot of stuff they're doing with Dan. Our next guest, Dan, Sheriff Bunny Welsh here in a second. I can bring it up now. Was asked, well, do you know Dom? At least they didn't say Don. Do you know Don in Philadelphia? She would have slapped a felony charge on them right there.
It's been too long since we've had Bunny on.
That's exactly
such
right. Well, I think
person.
The White House does spell it correctly, though. Well, Mike Pence, what's he over and under say? Thank you, Don, at the end of the interview. All right, let's go to from Chester County and the White House. Let's go to Sheriff Bunny Welsh here. She's back with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Sheriff, welcome back.
Good morning, Dom. It was funny because the communications people contacted me. I did a taping yesterday with Rudy Giuliani, and I did another call last night, and they said, oh, we have a Philly show, Dom Giordano. Do you know him? I said, nah, never heard of him.
At least they didn't say Don. If they ever say that, arrest them on the spot. My God. So
they had it right. I said, sure, I'd be happy. They said, do you want to get on and just talk about the defunding and the president's position on it? And I said, I would be happy to.
Absolutely. So, Bunny, too, we know that there have been conferences at the White House. You're in touch with them. You've been there with the president. There's no way, A, that he's going to let the police be defunded by any mechanism he has. And also, the other side does not like it. They've gotten it said. They're playing to their base with this. They do want to get rid of police forces, and they're not going to be able to run away from it with people like you out there and with President Trump reminding us every day that this is what they want to do.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And first, and I need to say this, no one condemns, everyone condemns the death of George Floyd in the strongest terms. And as they've said, and Rudy Giuliani said this yesterday, nobody hates a bad cop more than a good cop. And there was something said yesterday, this Mike O'Mara, in fact, I even wrote it down on one of the programs I was on last night. He's the head of the PBA, the Police Benevolent Association of the NYPD, and he was really fired up. I don't know if you saw him, but one statement he made is, we should not be defined by someone we never met. And the badge is not tarnished. And he was very impassioned speaking in front of the representatives at NYPD. And so there's a lot of people very fired up over this and justifiably. And everyone does condemn the tragic death of Mr. Floyd. But now the emotions are so high, they're making like unbelievable suggestions regarding what? Eliminating the police? We're a nation of laws.
Let me give you one to address. And Bunny, you may not have seen this. I know you've been working other angles here. And I like Carson Wentz, and I'm hoping he was just duped into this. Did you see that 1,000 athletes with their advisors, not getting the nuances of this, want to take away qualified immunity from every a public official, not just, they don't know that, but it would be public officials, not knowing, look, this could be tweaked by case law, precedent, Supreme Court. They could do something on this. That might be okay. But the reason why you had that when you were an officer and others is because you have to make snap decisions. It's not a get-out-of-jail-free card. It's trying to say, though, we want you to be proactive, right? rather than sit there and ask 10 lawyers, can I do something in this situation that's imminent?
I did hear that this morning on one of the something I was watching. And here's the problem with that. You know, can't you see if that were implemented in any way? I could see things on posted, you know, harassed by a cop, call 1-800. I mean, there would be just an unbelievable exposure to anybody in elected office or law enforcement. They would be fearful of doing anything. And I will tell you something. It's very hard anymore, and it was harder, you know, I served as sheriff for 20 years, to recruit men and women into, well, nobody wants to do public service or run for elected office anymore because it's like putting yourself out in the middle of the street without a vest and letting them open fire. But now to say not only can they come after you, but they're going to sue you with everything you do. And it just makes no sense. And
Let me joust with you, though, because we can't get these people on, you know, so that I can joust with them. So I'll pretend I'm them. Well, the more reasonable ones, not the professional athletes, they don't know what they're talking about. They would say, well, a cop is not going to be brutal if he knows he can be sued and lose everything. What would you say to that?
Now, I disagree with that. Do you think that this rogue cop, out-of-control cop who smothered George Floyd, was thinking about that? I don't know what was in his head. I mean, clearly, look, there are bad apples in every barrel. There are bad actors in everything from law enforcement to business to the church to politics. There's bad apples. But I don't think in his mind the thought of he's going to be sued, I don't know what was driving him. But it certainly wasn't the thought of being sued. What it would do, though, is make every law enforcement officer, every cop, every deputy sheriff stop and think, well, let me check first with my lawyer. So what have we done? We've basically impaired them and not made them able to act upon anything until they talk to their lawyer. It would be absurd. It would be absolutely absurd.
Exactly. I'm talking about millions of lawsuits would happen. It would be around the clock. And, you know, the propensity then is, all right, we'll give you $1,000, $5,000, just go away. That's exactly what would happen. Right. In a place like Philadelphia with Larry Krasner, my God, what would happen with this? But, Bunny, I would tell you this. I would put it on your radar screen. We talk with the White House, but you talk with the president and others there. This qualified immunity, they got to get out in front of this. They have to use people like you to talk about your real-world experience. Because what the public hears, Dan summarized it greatly when I brought this up at the top of the show today, they hear cops can't be sued. Well, that's not true. And they don't get the nuance of this, of why this was put in. And they don't get that Jim Kenney could be sued under this for anything he does personally. We would this would be the Ferguson effect on steroids. That's what would happen.
Right. And the other thing, some of these absurd things that they have as possible replacement of the police, even. They're talking about, I don't know if you've heard some of this, but they're talking about defunding the police or even removing the police and replacing them with social workers.
Yes.
And healthcare workers and community programs. And they're all wonderful. Look, in 20 years, I worked with a lot of social workers and healthcare workers, and I support youth programs and community programs. But when somebody's being beat to death in the house or an armed intruder is in there and they call 911, they don't want Dr. Phil at the door, you know?
That's a good line. Exactly.
Really. There's time later to talk about why this guy would beat somebody with a pipe and how his childhood was terrible. There's time for that later. But when you call 911, can you imagine sending social workers? And here's my second part. Who would protect the social worker?
Right.
Who would protect the healthcare provider? Who would protect the person going in there? Right now, some of the firefighters need police protection when they respond to a fire. Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole thing is absurd. It
Absolutely.
Makes no sense whatsoever.
Hey, Bunny, please don't be a stranger and please pass that on. This qualified immunity, this tells me it's on the radar screen. Pro athletes saying this, it'll be all through sports talk, etc. And you know how that works. It's like sitcoms. They get a value out there that's distorted, And the bottom line is people are walking around saying cops like you can't be sued. This is something the White House really has to get out in front of.
I agree, and I will pass your message on, Dom, and they know you're Dom.
Pass it on to Don. Pass it on to the Don there in the White House. Thank you, Bunny. Come back soon.
All right, thanks, Dom. Bye-bye.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.